There's the rocks in the background.
So we got Matt Miller, also a contributor of the Metasploit project.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
So what are you working on?
What am I presenting on today? Presenting on temporal return addresses, just kind of a little research project that the Metasploit framework has worked on. So hopefully the people enjoy it. Should be interesting.
So real quickly, can you explain what those are?
Sure. It's basically most of the time when people are trying to write an exploit, they're working on using static return addresses, so they're analyzing like using return addresses inside libraries or something like that. But in this case, we're using return addresses that are actually time sensitive instead of version specific. It kind of gives another possible vector, a different look on coming up with return addresses than just the static sense. I'll talk in the talk. I identify some of the mitigating factors and stuff like that. So it should give people an idea of some of the ways that you could stop it. Something like that. So,
yeah. Cool. Great.
Well, you guys look so young.
Oh, yeah.
Super smart security.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, let's go talk to Brett Moore. We'll go back out in the.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
And this is the crowd here in. Cool.
So, we should go because it's hard to.
Trustworthy computing.
So who do we have with us?
Brett Moore from Security Assessment.
All right.
He's from New Zealand.
Okay.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So what are you doing here today? What are you talking
about? I'm talking on attack vectors and how to apply them against multiple applications. Basically, I'm sick of the same old bugs coming up again, just as probably everyone is, and there's no reason why they still are. So I've got some ideas on, perhaps how Microsoft and, of course, other people can apply some theories. Try and get these bugs before other people do. When one bug comes in, how to apply it across the whole range of applications.
So when we release these patches, SP2,
sure.
Why do bugs keep happening?
This may not be a question for me, but I guess a lot of the bugs are in legacy code that was written before, sometimes before the initiative was started. Things like that. These things take time. We'll probably see the progress Microsoft is making in the next 5 years. In the upcoming versions.
Sure. It's a very tough challenge.
And that's funny because that's actually the question that Brett posed to the execs yesterday. It's like, guys, look at this list of patches that you issued or updates that you issued on Tuesday. And his talk is called "Same Bug, Different App."
Well, let's talk about that for a second. One of the core issues is the fact that the bulk of our code is unmanaged.
Right. One thing that I've noticed is that it's very separated. You have you have your project teams, and from an outsider's point of view, and I've only been here a couple of days, but there appears to be some sort of lack of communication across the board. This group over here, they have some tools, they have some methods they use for testing. Group over here, they have separate tools. Maybe they've developed. Maybe there needs to be some more cooperation and sharing of these tools and this knowledge.
Well, I can tell you that after your talk yesterday, there were a number of pieces of mail that got sent and said, you know what, SWI, Secure Windows Initiative, they're the central team that's providing guidance. There's an opportunity for us to go give better guidance to individual product teams. And the way I think about this is that's a team that makes sure that there is the coordination and the communication and also seeds that learning in the individual product teams. Because if... like I talked about before with the globalization.
Sure.
If there's a team over in one building that says, well, that's going to be somebody else's responsibility, we're not going to be successful. Success really depends upon those individual developers, testers, PMs, internalizing it and making the security aspects personal to them. That's when we really supercharge this.
I mean, we really have made a lot of serious strides in
Windows. Absolutely. That's a long time ago. Absolutely.
We are making progress. But and the other thing to keep in mind also is that it's not like, an operating system like Windows, Linux, Mac, etc. A lot of code. There's a lot, which means there's a lot of surface area.
The other thing that Dave Maynard talks about is that, just as we've learned and we've done a lot, the environment out in the security research arena has changed as well. That it used to be, maybe you can talk to this.
It used to be very manual.
Oh, right, yeah, with the automation, the tools they have, people have now. A lot of the stuff is the same, like I said, the same problem again and again. So, of course, you just automate that process. This speeds up and, gives the ability to the layman, just the typical, almost the script kiddie, if you go back to that, they can download these tools, run these tools against your patches, your applications, and find these vulnerabilities. So Microsoft, they need to be above that. They need to be using those tools plus more. And I guess that's what, part of this conference is about, is, awareness. Yep. Across the board, to everyone attending, that this is what's happening out in the real world.
Companies like you and researchers like
yourself
are really helping us.
We hope so.
Oh, definitely.
And we do have great tools that we apply. Unfortunately, that isn't to say that we can't learn more. Mm-hmm. So, and that's exactly what this conference is all about.
It's a good point. I mean, our research division has produced lots of really good static analysis tools, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, it's just a flaw in your design.
There's really nothing
that a tool can do, at this point. Until AI gets better, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You build that into the tools.
Right.
It's going to be a ways out.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you. All right,
thank you.
It's fantastic to meet everybody. Thanks for letting us
good. And, tell your friends. Blue Hat, come on by.
We should come here. We'll come here the next one. What is it, March?
That's what we're hoping, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Good.
Good luck.
See you.
Keep on finding those flaws.
Thank you.
See you.